How lucky am I following the youngest in charge? You know, Mel, I feel like I've watched this young man just blossom, just continue to grow. And when you take over that prize moniker of youngest in charge, you just got to ask yourself, how long will he be able to hold on to it? Because you're training another guy with a lot of talent over there.
Well, it's like
a
baton,
though. I'm starting to wonder, who's next?
We got some other young guys coming on, too. PJ's been doing some hosting here. Strober.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Strobes, man, I'm telling you. This youngest in charge thing is really going in a direction I like, because it means that we're surrounded with talent. That's what it means.
Yeah, a lot of young talent.
Well, you need young talent.
Reminds you of the Wizards.
You need young talent. And the Commanders. Because they went from AARP to now they're leading a youth movement over there now. And although, as I've said before, if I could pick a time of the year to vacation, it would be now. And then come back the first week before the preseason starts. Because I'm incapable of deciphering through fluff. Football.
Well, they're wearing pads at least. Isn't that
Monday's the day.
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah, Monday. Exactly. All this before, for some people, this is all they get, all they know, because it's all they did. This is very important to avoid injury. Soft tissue injury right now. That's the nemesis, because it takes you out of work. You got to learn two new systems. So I am an advocate of it this year in particular, because you got two new headmasters. When you implement a new offense and a new defense, it's baby steps. So daycare now is really in order. I thought it was a waste of time last year because you had veteran coordinators. What the hell are you doing not going full scale, powder puffing with veterans at coordinators? That confused the hell out of me. What are you doing? And as a result, getting your ass kicked for most of the season, then you realize, and I'll tell you why I love DQ. You ain't got to show him but once. You're going to make adjustments. Before you can fight, you have to understand the battle plan. This is necessary. You have to do it. You have to go through walkthroughs. You have to go through blind. You got to do everything possible so that when that ball is snapped, everybody knows what to do. Then the ability to get better at doing it, that's where your assistant coaches come in. Oh, did I mention your tight end coach? You know, he's out. That's a splinter. It doesn't mean you're lost, but let's not act like it doesn't mean anything. Every time you break a seal on a package, it's hard to replace it. But I like the way they're going about it. This is now, we've lost a center, corner, and I think a linebacker. When I say lost, out of the flow of everyday practice. Well, guess who needs the flow of everyday practice more than anybody? Backups. Guys who haven't played a lot. If you told me that Terry pulled a ham, I go, good for him. Let it rest up. We're good. I'm not worried about Terry. But everybody else is in question. Listen, I'm a great listener, okay? And I hear the banter, and it makes sense. There's a lot of buzz about the what? The wide receiver. Not one, but number two. Wide receiver. If you didn't that, it's like a pacifier for a baby. You put it on a string so they can get a hold of it. And what does it do? It makes them feel better. So if they went out there and signed John Doe with a big name, you would feel better. But it's just a binky. Now, between the two people that are available, of course, Diggs. That's a no-brainer. Because you know why? Because he can still play at a high level. And we just saw him play.
He knows how to stay off social media, too.
Well, that little, what's they call that game? The Super Bowl. We just saw him in it.
Oh, yeah.
So you would compare him to a guy who sounds and looks like a wino? Really? Are you kidding me, right? No, this is the humor part of this.
I mean, he's living in a $10 million house, a little fancier than mine, hey, so man, you can call him what you want.
And you know what? And when he was playing ball, he was a badass. No, don't get me wrong. Ayuk, when he was a football player, brand A. loved him. But that's in his past. Would you bet your mortgage on the fact that he can regain what he had?
Heck no.
Hell no, you wouldn't.
No.
You wouldn't even bet on him being able to wake up tomorrow morning.
I mean, here's the thing. It's like, I was talking to Nick Asher about this the other day. It's
he doesn't like that.
Hollywood Nick.
There you go.
Hollywood Nick.
Hollywood Nick, yeah. Don't piss my boy up, man. That's
my baby boy. Nick.
I love you. Man, that boy, he is something special. And but think about it. No one is wrong for mentioning it.
Well, it's if you just look at what Brandon could do on the field, it sounds great, but you can't. He's not just that. He's also what he is off the field, and he also is what he is in the locker room and stuff.
No. Correction. What he used to do on the field. He doesn't play.
But we don't even know.
He hadn't played.
I know.
So stop talking about him as if he's the same guy you saw lighting the league up. We don't even know if that guy exists anymore.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you.
So stop it.
Well, I'm just saying, people are expecting him to, you know, this performance level that he was before, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I was like, even if he came to the Commanders and performed at the best, as good as he ever did in San Francisco, you still now have to deal with all the other issues, the motivational issues and all that stuff going on with
him.
And
he performed his butt off for you here last year, and you totally disrespected him, Debo.
You paid the piper
for that one. Because he was what you wanted.
I would have liked Debo back this year. Love healthy Debo. JD with Debo.
It don't matter. Look, it still may work out. Because the team that won the world championship and almost every year has one bad mamma jamma. Okay, seldom two. We have a bad mamma jamma. That's not going to stop us. The backside. And we got people. It's up to them now to step up. What is training camp? It's like being SAG. It's an actor's call. You come out and audition. It's an audition. You don't know what's there until you see it. Audition. You might have something. But how would you know if you don't put them out on the field first go and let's see how they go ones-on-ones? I think that's important. I really do. And then, you know, your draft class may hit bingo. I mean, that's what this time of the year is for. I know we get anxious, but slow your roll. Shout out to the Diesel, El Rigo. Just love seeing him in prime time. And DG, just two great individuals who were leaders on and off the field and are getting their flowers, and they deserve it. So that was good to see. I think you surround yourself around people who know how to win, it's harder to lose. Having them close, I'm telling you, it's a good thing to see.
Man, every win is hard to get in the NFL, even against an easy team.
Well, who's easy?
That's what I mean. Like every
the first thing you think of the car, and whether or not you have them on your schedule, I wouldn't bet. Here's who I know is on your schedule: the Bullies up in South Philadelphia first.
Yeah.
So if you have anything on your mind other than them, you need your behind whipped, because you have Murderers Row set up for you. But what would happen if you play up to your potential? Once you decide who this team is, these are auditions. They're auditioning for a role, and that role is a starter on the Commanders.
I'll tell you, the first 2 weeks we were away at Philly and then Dallas, and I feel like the first couple of weeks of the NFL regular season are the preseason still. You know,
well, it depends on how you run your camp, and you're right in terms of live tackling, live blocking, all out. But both teams, Dallas, loaded as well. But what's new?
I'm not saying talent ain't on those teams, but I'm just saying I don't know how to predict what's going to go in. If these were week 8 matchups, you'd have a lot better idea. But going into week 1, you don't know who's going to be ready.
Take Kevin Sheehan out of the equation. Who does?
Yeah, I mean,
who
not me.
Who predicts these? It sounds great. It is fun. I get it. It's not like it's a drag. It's cool. What else you going to do now? Play on your phone? Knock yourself out, you know. But if you want some advice, take a lap, go out and jog a mile or two. It'll change your life. But worrying about teams, you don't even know who's going to play because you don't know who will show up. It's going to be interesting, but I love it. And this is what we do, and what we love to do is talk about the game. The youngest in charge, he did hit the Nats, you know. And if you don't know, now you do know. That I have finally been able to align my nervous system, the whole, my central nervous system, to wins and losses to my teams that I adore. When the Nats win, when the Mystics win, I am just, I'm effervescent. Breathing is easy. Walking, I'm floating. But when they lose, and right now I've been kicked in the shin with the Nats. Thank God for the Mystics. But the Nats are, and then Toby, he lined it up, man. This is woulda, shoulda, coulda on the road in the ATL. Maybe, you know, maybe, but you didn't. But you didn't. And then the trade deadline. Have you had enough about that yet? What do you think? What's your heart?
Oh, my God. I was doing Grant and Danny yesterday, and I think we did about 2 hours on possible trading, you know, ahead of the and I was like, that's a lot to talk about. And the deadline's not till Monday at 6.
Monday at 6. Yeah. Right in the middle of Grant and Danny. Yeah, no.
Yep.
It'll be interesting. But here's the deal. We're worthy of conversation now. We don't suck. We're in contention. We have potential.
True.
You know now that the head guy, the skipper, is not to be played with.
It'd be nice if they didn't lose to the Jays that series and just,
yeah,
you know,
it would have been nice, but look where you were as to where you are now.
I know, but if you're talking about buying at the deadline, it'd be nice if your team is hot.
Well, they are hot. You're batting. You're knocking the crap out of the ball. It's got to be, you know, hey, man,
the offense
I'll
is
take
lit.
This over what we've had. Trust me. That was terrible. You can't be in last place damn near in every sport and consider yourself a sportsman. You know what I mean? I mean, let's keep this thing real. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I'd almost forgotten that. You know, it's not that it recur. You have to be magnum cum laude to be able to switch between stations, but it will catch you. I've done it. You don't look. You don't take that little look. Then you won't give out the MGM National Listen Line of 1-800-636-1067. Before we go to first break, Michael's been patient, so we will say, welcome to Sports Saturday.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, sir, Michael. How are you?
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is Michael from Burke, Fairfax, Virginia.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Yeah, Magnum Cum Laude, Robinson, State Champs 01, Mike Emo, Brian Gully, the crew, Matt Christie for all the boys, and then Virginia Tech.
Okay.
As well, Magnum Cum Laude from there. My question to you is this, fellas. We have $44 million in cap space. Is that correct?
You might be right.
Why
I'm not certain.
Bring the gang back together again?
I'm with
Joshua Biko, who's best friends with J.C. Jackson.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs. Trayvon Diggs.
I know.
We can bring back Deebo Samuel. Bobby
Forget
Wagner.
That. Devo is with the Niners. Signed, sealed, and delivered, pal. You're not leaving that again. Yeah, he's dead. They swallowed him. I couldn't believe he was available. But he was, and they took advantage.
Who took him?
San Francisco. He's back on the Bay.
Who took him? Debo?
Frisco. Debo.
Yeah, Frisco, Debo. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But then the other six. Why not the other six? Why can't we do six, seven,
it's a question for the GM, brother. I don't play.
Guys.
I don't intimidate. I don't impersonate general managers. He did what
I
he
know,
did.
But...
He did what he did.
But I'm in
and
the
look
process
at the results.
Of getting it done this week.
But look at the results. So
what
either,
are the results?
Either you're going to make good moves, just like defense last year, our coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
Let it play out. They played out. They got rid of them. If this continues the way you think it might, and you might very well be right, you won't have to worry about them.
But we're talking Stephon Diggs and Trayvon Diggs.
I'm with
we're
you on Stephon Diggs. I
on
would
a
go
one
Diggs.
Year contract.
Oh, absolutely. I don't agree. I disagree with you at all.
All of these on 1 year contracts take us to the top. Jim
if Diggs would agree to that, I would race to go
I'm
get it.
I'm speaking with his father on Monday, if not sooner, Lord willing.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
No, good luck to us. Good luck to the Commanders.
Hey, brother, say goodbye. That must have been a good pipe. I'll tell you what, every once in a while.
He gave us his resume when he came on the air.
I respect his football IQ. But this not, we don't hire and fire. I don't hire and fire. You know what I mean? Everybody that's impersonating a professional, if they get bad results, you guess what happens? They get their heads chopped off. That's what happened. You know, football is life. All that sounded great. Where are they now? Unemployed. Or they're employed, but they're not here. Because in the end, it's not what you say. It's the results you produce. It's a very simple process. And if you don't get it done right, smart programs eliminate you and they move on. Cut your losses and move on.
I thought Debo had done well here, and I wouldn't have been mad if they brought him back for another season.
I thought Debo gave you everything you asked for. If he had had Terry, who knows?
They clearly don't think that he's going to work in a system with Blau is kind of what I figure by them passing him. Like, it just seems like either they don't think he'll fit in it or they just don't think Blau's system works for that kind of player. I don't know.
I respect their ability. I want them to make a decision, which they did, and move on. Now let's see if the kids we have from Clemson, from Virginia Tech, if we got people, let them play. We've got a couple of weeks now. We get to let them play. My problem with the past group here has been that we bring people and we don't put them in the games. So how the hell do we know what they can do? They were playing the AARP crew and they had all that youth sitting over there rotting away. I don't get that. Well, neither did the people that pay them because they aborted that plan and they moved on. So to me, that's all that you can take. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Hope we got that, Luke. Luke from the District of Columbia.
What's going on, Doc? Yeah.
You know what time it is.
I was wondering what the, all ears, you know about all ears.
Finley.
He was saying on his Twitter page that he was noticing that Chig wasn't getting his name. First team reps as or whatever, and then I was adding you that this I was wondering, do you think Ben Simmons getting some sneaky tight end one reps, and like you know
I don't know. I mean you could have a strain, they could want to look at someone else. I mean that's what is practice. You take chances, you experiment with things. It's practice. It's not a game plan. You don't have an upcoming opponent. So you have to give them room to experiment. If they don't do it now, you may never get a chance to do it. I don't read into anything until games start. But that's my prerogative, not yours. You can eat every morsel that they feed you right now if you choose to do that. I don't have a problem with it at all. But
yeah,
I don't.
You're right, man. I'm praying that Sinner does become what he was drafted for because it would be a great story.
Oh, I like him.
He really.
He did an interview with B. Mitch in Finley. We're going to play that today. Don't miss it. It was fantastic. And
yeah,
because they saw it just as we would like to think we see it as well. I remember him in college. But a lot of these kids that had college programs and they dominated. Don't rule them out until you see them given a chance. If they give him a chance and throw him 5-6 balls a game and he underachieves, now we got something we can say we saw. We haven't seen spot play by a different guy with a different philosophy. Let's give this offense more than 5 days to try to get started. Let them work it out. And you might be surprised.
One more thing.
Yep.
I was gonna say, Sinner is kind of relatable to me because I deal with some mental health issues, more mental depression sometimes and stuff like that. And
human.
I appreciate that Sinner got help. I appreciate that he got help and trying to get help.
Me
himself.
Too. That's why I love the piece that Mitchell and Finley did. We're gonna play that. We all need help. Some of us are smart enough to know how to go get it. Others aren't. So for a pro, he knew his game was off, and he cares enough that he went to seek help to see where he was at. It is 3:22 here in the nation's capital here on Sports Saturday. And, brother, I think I'm going to be able to accomplish all those things and more. in a moment. Let's see. A training camp report is brought to you by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice. Hoorah. We'll be right back. Because we are respectively in the hunt, we hope the Nats and the Mystics, and then we hope to be in the hunt building this team. The beauty of building this team this year, to me, is training camp as it leads to Philadelphia. Because the target is a big target within the division. And if you're partially, if you have bad vision, you can still be able to make it out. That September is not kind to you if you come in there half-stepping. You better bring your A game. And the quickest point A to B, is straight ahead. Now, if you figure that out, straight ahead on both sides of the ball. We got to get upfield and get air on both sides. That's the big question I have. I know most of you right now can hardly sleep at night because you wake up with nightmares worried about the second receiver. But even if you could get Jerry Rice or Art Monk back, it's not going to determine how good you are. What's going to determine how good you are is the center and the left guard and their ability to play as one and to be able to control the point of attack.
You worried about Allegretti being out right now?
I'm not worried about any of them because I have time right now. The timetable gives me time to heal, participate, and get better. It's not a long enough potential injury for it to affect opening day in Philadelphia, because that's all I care about. Am I doing whatever I do? It's got to be able to beat Philly in week one. Everything else, you can sell tickets, you can make it a carnival, do whatever turns you on. But if it doesn't end up giving me the edge in Philadelphia, I have failed. Because there's no turning back at this point. The advantage goes to me because guess what? Philly doesn't know what we're going to do. Philadelphia has no book on us. They have no idea. Now, they got people at practice today. Every team does. Don't think that you're out there doing something that the league doesn't know about. Because they put some money in somebody's pocket. Somebody was there watching film and doing the whole thing. Everybody does it. If we don't do it, we need our behinds whipped. Everybody does it. The question is, though, are we going to be able to take on their interior up front? That's what it all means to me. What does this training camp mean to you? 1-800-636-1067. It is, I've told you, for those of you that have asked me about it, DQ, how's he run practice? He runs great practices. They have tempo. They're enthusiastic. And their own point. Now, it's assignment-based. Now, this year, yeah, I could even accept it if it didn't have the crispness of the past because both sides of the line of scrimmage are in toddler mode. Toddler mode for you, for the hip-impaired, means they're learning, okay? So in toddler mode, they have to be given a chance to absorb the new program. So what's the most important period right now? It's the skull period they have off in the rooms. When they're looking at film, they're on the blackboard, then they have walkthroughs. I don't care how high your IQ is. It takes a certain amount of time to blank that blackboard clean and then load it with more data. So they're thinking a lot now. I'll explain to you what being plus 20 means. I've heard a lot of people say, oh, it don't look as crisp. And the defense is winning. They're in plus 20. 20 yards in. Hello? The defense can just, they have nothing behind them to defend, knuckleheads. Hell, if they weren't better right now, you should go out and fire all of them. Plus 20 defense advantage. Damn right they should have an advantage. But I won't give up on you. Got a lot of patience. Quick break right here on 106.7 The Fan. 337 here in the nation's capital. good to always be able to tell time. That always works. I can still do it pretty well, too. I can tell time. The beat, one thing about fans, you know, one thing that I want to make, give all the fans a shout out. I don't know if you've ever been to a training camp practice. Both of you gentlemen have been to training camp practice?
Yes, sir.
You have?
I've never been to one, Doc.
You've never been to one? Okay. Yeah, I don't believe that. But no, you might not have worked one. You may have been somewhere else working.
No, I've never been to one of the commander's practices.
You've never been, but you've been to a professional practice before, pro baseball, basketball.
I used to go see the Caps when they practice out of Mount Vernon all the time when
indoors.
I was a kid.
It doesn't count. Got to be in the extreme conditions to be out there.
I mean, they weren't practicing in the summer.
Yeah, the colorful. I mean, it makes a difference. Listening to the fellas today and having Terry out. We talked about this a lot last year when we did shows without Terry. And they underestimated his value. Not just on the field, but off the field, in the locker room. He is the leader in that clubhouse.
I hope they figured that out after last offseason.
Well, I'm just saying, he spent an hour out there signing autographs. If people know who he is and what he means, not that it's unusual or rare for a guy. Michael Irvin had similar attributes. He was a killer for the Cowboys on the field. He also led that team. He was the leader, not the core. It was him. And you know there's always a guy, you've been in bands, there's some guy in there. Some people may consider him to be a space cadet, but you know that if he asks you to do something or demand to be done, you don't second guess him.
Yeah, any successful band, I don't know if people know this, but any successful band, doesn't matter if they're rock or pop or whatever,
right,
there's always someone that is extremely motivated in that band.
Exactly.
And you don't always know who it is if you're not in the band. It might be the drummer, it might be the keyboard player. You don't know, but there's always one guy that's like, hey, guys, we got a tour coming up in 2 weeks. We have to nail these songs by then. Or like some guy's like, hey, we haven't put an album out in 3 weeks or 3 years. What have we been writing to put out? Like, there's always some guy that's got a fire under his butt.
And it's not always a quarterback.
No. Yeah, that's what I mean. It might not be the lead singer or the lead guitar player, but there's always someone.
This quarterback is a leader.
Oh, yeah.
But there's got to be more.
You
got to
have one on defense, too.
Yeah, and this is where I think that, you know, youth comes in. You hear a lot about the green dot. And that means that guy's going to call plays and be looked upon in a certain way. What the defense needs and what I think this group will provide that last year's group was just too long in the tooth, pressure. You don't know where it's coming from. But once that guy opposite of you believes that it's coming, now you're in his head. What do great defensive units do? They get in the quarterback's head. They get in the court.
Make you scared.
You don't know what's happening. You play Minnesota. I watch the game, even if I don't know who Minnesota has in the uniforms, because of the guy calling. It's multiple. They're coming. People are moving.
Those blitz packages are for real.
Yeah, but they've done what most offenses do. Offense wants to dictate to you, Minnesota, and that's they dictate to you. Can you catch up with us? So the fact that we're going to lend some of this now. This excites the heck out of me because I'm not certain. Well, I am 100% certain the pass group didn't have enough to get to the quarterback. This group, we're going to get guys flashing. We're much younger, which, all you do is wake up to do that. B, they're more athletic. We have more field speed. And the question is going to be, whomever's at corner, I know who you might think you want, but it doesn't matter to me. Whoever's out there, I will know they're capable of doing the job. And then with pressure, it's going to be easier than it's ever been. Because the rest of those guys, I mean, you could get Vernon, you get Daryl Green and Vernon Dean, all of them out there. Hey, man, any good corner, talk to my boy Carp. He'll tell you. Who's your best friend? Pressure. Why do they love Dexter Charles, Tony McGee, Ken Harvey? What do all of them have in common? They bring the heat. It's like a fireman. They bring that hose to put the fire out. They got water. And if you don't have it, it's hard. It's just hard. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And we've got E out in Rockville. E, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Rick? It's been a long time, but great to hear you on the radio and great to speak some Commanders football. I know there was a caller earlier that was talking about Ben Finney getting more reps with the first team. Mm-hmm. And this is what I want to say. This, in my opinion, could be the deepest tight end room we've had in a long time.
I agree.
If Ben Sennett is on top this year, mm-hmm. you got Chig Okonkwo on that deal. Beast. So you're going to find ways to use him. You feel he's like he's killer. Got talent, and it's there.
Oh, he's a okay? killer.
And then you got John Bates. Right. And then you got John Bates, who yeah. is mainly your blocking tight end.
Thumper.
And also be sneaky, too.
Thumper.
And I'm going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. When it comes down to that red zone, mm-hmm. I have a feeling you are going to see all three of them on the field a lot.
I agree. Okay, I hope
I'm not
so.
Talking about like 10 times a game. I'm talking about one to block for like Rashad White or Rashad White or mm-hmm. Bill. Mm-hmm. But here's what another play I think that David Blau is drawing up. Mm-hmm. You're going to see all three tight ends on the field and think it's a run. And then Chig Okonkwo is going to sneak into the back of the end zone. Ben Sinner's going to sneak to the corner of the end zone. And only John Bates is left on that field to block, and he's your sixth blocker, and then boom, you hit Chig or Ben for a touchdown. I'm telling you, everybody wants a number two wide receiver, but why can't you have two really good tight ends in Chig and Ben, and then Terry, and you know, that's your three, and then, you know, Antonio Williams and Deami Brown and all those guys, just, you know, they kind of flow in and out. I mean, you're going to have a number two on the field, in my opinion, all the time, but if you've got a deep tight end room, okay, think about the Eagles, the way the Eagles did it when they had Ertz and then they had that rookie there. They had two great tight ends that you couldn't defend it. You couldn't defend it at all. Let's just say it was just hard. You couldn't. You needed two good linebackers, a safety, and all, and then you had to worry about the receivers. You know, so I think that the tight end room is really the room that's being underlooked, underestimated, because people expect Chig to be great. You know, but then everybody's like, because in my opinion, I think Ben Sennett was just, and I hate to say this, but I think Cliff looked at Ben as just a shelf life. He really never used them. He was underused. He was like an afterthought. I think
you're not wrong.
Going to figure out where he's going.
But you know
players.
What? We'll know this. We'll know this in Philly. You're not going to know this in the preseason because you got to keep some of this under the lid, bro. Don't tell everybody.
Yeah,
because. We come. This is for Philly. When I think about Philly, see, I'm not trying to show my hand now. I'm not trying to please right. the betting public or the fantasy group.
Right.
That's not my intentions.
Right.
I love the fact that you can find enjoyment in the game in a number of different ways. I'm a big fan of that. I think that matters.
Oh, yeah.
That's why everybody. You know how much yeah. gear that was on out at the park today? I love that. Fanatics, all that stuff matters. It all improves the game. I'm all for it. But the only thing I care about is winning the game.
Yeah.
I got to win the game.
One thing I want to mention real quick. Mm-hmm. One thing I wanted to mention real quick is that my nephew actually, because he plays football. This is like his third year playing. They're trying him out at receiver. He's played really good at linebacker and on the DE too. Me and my dad hopes one day he's another Micah Parsons. But he's getting the opportunity to go, I think, on Wednesday to the practice for the Commanders, like in person. His whole entire team, they got, like, tickets and stuff.
Yeah.
And I recently, last year, bought him a Jaden jersey. So I hope Jay is able to sign that thing for him because he knows a lot of the players, like Terry and all that. But, boy, does he know him from Jaden. Does he know him from JD5? So I'm really just happy. You know, I can't go because I got to work and I work from home. But I'm really excited for my nephew to be able to go and get the opportunity to see the team and see Jaden in person because I'm old. I don't need to see Jaden in person. I've seen enough. But, you know, as a young kid for him, this is going to be a really good experience, something he'll remember forever. And knowing that him, he's going to put that Commander's hat on I bought him too in that number 5 jersey, and he'll know his uncle for that for the rest of his life. So that's what it's all about.
He's
going to
get one shot. Yeah, you got camp for about 3 weeks, so maybe – before it's over, he'll hit bullseye. Appreciate the phone call.
But I really appreciate listening to you. Yep.
Yeah, it's great, man, to be a young fan. I don't know. I never got to go to a game. How many pro games did you two guys go to?
Like as a kid?
When my
folks had season tickets at RFK.
Oh, you were privileged. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We sat in the nosebleeds, so we weren't like the super privileged.
If you had a seat, you had seated.
Well, they've been
people.
Kept in the family from my grandfather. So
good for him. That's awesome.
Yeah. So we had four seats up by the press box, way in the back. Up by the press box, but
brother,
I'll tell
if
you
was in there, you
oh, it was
are
worth it.
90%
I know there were some cold days, but it was all worth it, man. Yeah. Like some
if it
windy
for the church. Yeah. I'd have never seen anything.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We used to sit up there. And we had one of those little remote TVs that had the big antenna, so we could watch the replays.
Oh yeah, what? You know, I see you, like, cotton. You were privileged.
That was just because we'd turn it. It wasn't that expensive, man. That thing. It was a little black and white little Sony thing.
I don't give a damn what you think it called. There's some kids don't even get one of them until they're an adult.
Well, sure, but it was still like, I don't know. All the people in the seats near us would like lean over to like see the replays with us and stuff, you know. Yeah. But it was back before, you know, everybody had their cell phones and stuff, so it was fun.
Yeah, brother. But don't slight those that made that happen for you.
Oh no, no,
you're cut above. I'm going to tell you what, there are a lot of people listening right now, I guarantee you, they never went to a pro game as a kid.
No, I know. A lot of my friends, so we had four tickets, so a lot of times I could take, like, not to playoff games and stuff, but, like, to take a friend to, like, just a random, you know, whatever game.
Right.
And I just remember, like, I didn't really think about it much, but I remember, like, some of the other parents, they'd be like, well, we were going to take your kid to, like, something, but we don't have anything that's rare, like a Redskins, you know, they'll take you to a... So a Caps game or something, but anybody could get Caps tickets then. You know, it was just
back then. Yeah.
But like, it wasn't, you know, they were always just like, well, we want to do something. My parents always be like, no,
event.
Don't sweat it. Like, it's not like a big deal like that. It was cool. They let me bring friends and stuff. You know, a lot of times, some of my friends growing up, that was like the
your
one or two games
really,
they ever got to go to. You know,
good
so.
They're good people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool, man. So
I knew your mom was cool. She's money. She's
we had
money.
Some cool experiences at some of those games. Some wild ones, too, man, of course. But
if you wasn't for the church in my neighborhood, what about you, big fella?
Hey, Doc, what's going on? No, I was just going to say, so first game I went to was 2014. That was RG3. That was after his rookie year.
Wait a minute. You were in the state, but you were grown. How old were you then? 30?
No. No, I was in 2014. I was 14 years old. I'm a young pup. No, I'm 26.
Okay.
And but yeah, first game I saw was 2014 RG3, and then after that, I think the next game I did was big break because those years, I mean, after RG3 went down, then you had Kirk Cousins. Then after that, I did. I saw Dwayne Haskins play. I saw Taylor Heineke play. I was actually at the game.
Okay.
Where he beat Tom Brady. Taylor Heineke beat Tom Brady that season.
Memorable.
So memorable. Oh my gosh. People chanting Heineke.
Yeah.
I was one of them. And then come 2022, I actually used to work for the team. I was a part of the hype squad. So I was on the field with Major Tutty and all the guys down there waving the flags.
Yeah. You're sick. you're sicko. But that's look, there are people listening to us right now.
Yeah.
And they are going, wow. You guys, both of you, you exceeded the spectrum in that. But what I saw today and the amount of gear, I just keep looking at the amount of gear. Those aren't giveaways.
Right.
People purchased those, and look how many different looks. You talk about alternative jerseys. I saw black. I saw the burgundy. I saw white. I mean, they got all kind of stuff out there. Major Tutty, you know, doing his thing. And the makeover, Tutty's a nice guy. But that's not how I figured.
Yeah, I know Major Tutty. So he was on the hype squad with me before.
Oh, he's a good dude.
He's a really good dude. Yeah. I love him a lot.
I just wish they had him looking like a hog.
Yeah.
Instead of a pig.
He's great. He's awesome.
No, it's great. To have this level of enthusiasm coming off that record, that stinker that they put out last year. Man, today, it blew my mind watching that, going, wow. But that's what the first day, people coming out. Now, once they put that armor on and it starts throwing some blows around, that's going to bring out a different audience. It's going to bring out more old heads, and it's going to be fun. I can already just tell from last year, Chris, to this year, you can see just how much more athletic the team is. That's the difference. The visual, your eyes don't lie to you.
I saw him at a golf event we were doing. B mentioned Finley,
right?
I don't know, a month or so ago, and he was super pumped then, man.
Yeah, but you can see the difference in athleticism. They're just the young youth and enthusiasm is hard to hide it.
Oh yeah,
you know. But again, as I was trying to tell Anthony Haney, you know how much guts it would take to have showed up to this camp out of shape? Only a fool would show up to a team that won 5 games not in shape. So I'm not surprised. This is what should have been expected. And thank goodness it's there as we approach the 4 o'clock hour, 3:53 to be exact, here on 106.7 The Fan Sports Saturday, DOC, on a hot microphone. And we will be right back. Add a little sunshine to your life with Donna Hopkins on the beat talking burgundy and gold.